Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Can you answer whether the president still believes the question?
There's no camera on, Jim.
Maybe we should turn the cameras on, Sean. Why don't we turn the cameras on? Why don't we turn the cameras on? Why not turn the cameras on, Sean? They're in the room. The lights are on.
Ooh, a little testy there. Spicy Spicer. Jim Acosta, CNN. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm with Jim on this one. Why aren't the cameras on? Why is this ridiculous? Did you see last week they brought in a sketch artist? Why not? What's the deal? I'm just curious to why there aren't cameras on. All right? I think we all have the right to know, right? We are taxpayers. Why aren't there cameras on? Lights are on. Everything works. We're all plugged in. It's a switch. It's a flip of switch and away we head. Why aren't there cameras on? Why is it audio one day and one day it's not even that? What is it about this that's happening that makes me feel like there's some weirdness going on here? What is it? Look, if it's spicy, if you feel a little plump, dude, I get it, man. I've been there, right? I'm there, and I'm there with you. I understand, right? Dad bods, we're a little bit older. Doesn't come off as quick. I get it. I'm with you. I got no problem with that. I'm just curious. I'm with Jim. Why aren't the cameras on? Why isn't the cameras on? Curious. Phil asked me before we went on air. Did you ever, we ever get an excuse or a reason why? I'm like, no, we never got nothing. Not a reason at all.
Trey.
You are a taxpayer-funded spokesman for the United States government. Can you at least give us an explanation as to why the cameras are off?
Yeah, some days we'll have them, some days we won't.
That's not a reason. Someday we will, someday we won't. I'm just curious. Why? Oh, why don't we have the cameras on? How you doing, everybody? Happy Monday. It's the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. So we're looking here. We got all kinds of stuff going. We had a lot of stuff happening today. It's one of those days where we had a lot of stuff but didn't have a lot of stuff, if that makes sense, right? We have a lot of stuff percolating, a lot of stuff starting to move. SCOTUS came out today, and they dropped themselves the interesting situation of saying, we will hear your travel restriction slash ban, Mr. President, and we will also allow you to implement some of said travel ban right now.
The Supreme Court will not only take up the travel ban cases in the fall term, but in the meantime, they're allowing a good portion of the ban to be reinstated.
That is Royal Oaks legal expert talking about it. Now, who is or isn't allowed to travel to and fro to the United States or America from these countries? Pete Williams.
If you don't know somebody, have a relative, someone that wants you to come to the U.S., or you're here to get a job, or you're here to study in a university, if you're not in one of those categories, then the government will enforce the ban.
All right. Translation. Here we go. Roll this out for you. If you have a reason to be here, your mother's here, your father's here, your family's here, you have a business you're starting, you're going to college, you have a job you've accepted, then you can come here. If you have a reason to be here, you can come here. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I am picking it up. I am dropping it. Boom. Now you pick it up. Your turn. If you have a reason to come here, you can come here.
Most people, certainly the ones involved in the court cases, did have some kind of connection to the U.S. They knew somebody here. They were a relative. They wanted to get their mother-in-law here. They wanted to enroll at the University of Hawaii, as some of the people in this case did.
People want to enroll in school. People want to come over here and study. People want to go to college. People want to, maybe they've got a job opportunity. Maybe they're starting a business. If there is a real valid reason, then it's all good. People are saying, well, how many of these people have real reasons? Well, a lot of people have family here already. A lot of people have people that have come here and have left Syria and several of these other countries, and they've set up shop here. A lot of people who have been here from Iran for a long, long time have family and here, and maybe they have business opportunities here. So there are reasons. How many of this will affect, though? That's just it. Okay, well, there's got to be a lot of people that don't have reasons to come here, so it's a win for the president.
It will begin to enforce the 90-day travel ban against everybody else. That's probably considerably less than half the people who wanted to get visas.
So it's not a ton. It's not a ton, but it is a victory. It is a victory, and that's something that I think people have to understand. It is a bit of a victory, and it's a glass is half full, half empty, depending on where you stand in this equation, right? If you're on the left, you're like, well, at least they're upholding some of it, right? But they're not upholding all of it, but they're going to hear it in come October time, so we'll have to go with it there. If you're on the right, if you're the White House, you got a smile on your face saying, look, we got a little bit of a victory today. Wasn't the whole victory. They didn't hear the case today. They're not going to hear it the next couple weeks. It is going to be in October, but they're allowing us to implement some of this now, and that is a victory, and moving forward is going to be good for us.
It takes 5 votes to reinstate a ban of this type to overcome an injunction, and thus the president may go into the fall with a distinct advantage on this case.
So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, long term, I don't know what the, you know, I think there is a chance that he's going to have everything upheld, and it's going to be October, and they're going to reinstate the ban, and away it goes. And he calls it a ban. I don't. Although, oddly enough, today in his statement, he did not call it a ban. He called it a pause. I found that to be very, like somebody tweaked in his ear. Hey, listen, we're busting our ass. We're working hard. We're doing all of this stuff, and we need to have a succinct message when we go out there. You can't say one thing after Sean Spicy said something, after Kellyanne said something, after I said something. We need to have one succinct message that is on point all the time. And if we say it's a travel moratorium, a pause in the proceedings as normal, and then let's just go with that, all right? Don't, if you go out there and you say, no, it's a ban, they call it a ban, I say it's a ban, that doesn't help us. That does not help us. Now, not everybody in the world is happy. This is Stephen Choi from the New York immigrants communities talking about the ban in and itself and how it flies in the face of, all that's been done.
The very fact that the Supreme Court is agreeing to hear this flies in the face of a record of courts that have decided that this is an unjust and discriminatory Muslim ban.
Well, obviously, the Supreme Court decided that, you know what, we'll take a listen to it in October, but right now we can implement some of this. So there are apples, and how do you like them apples, is what they said. I don't know if they said it like that, but that would be a great, right? Wouldn't that be great? One of them wrote that. Here are apples. I hope you like apples. How do you like them apples? I don't know if that's really lawyer-esque, but it is funny. This is Asira Salah of the Arab American Group.
I work closely with the communities that had their families broken apart from our past Muslim bans. We are really disappointed.
So the past Muslim bans, when would those have been? That lasted a few hours, that lasted a few days? Who's been broken up? Can we hear? I mean, really? Man, you just take this thing and you run with it. I think he's on good footing, and I think he realizes that there's a good chance that in October, you know, they're going to hear this case. They're going to come out ahead in this thing, and people are going to bitch. They're going to whine. They're going to moan. They're going to throw a fit. They're going to be angry. That's what people do, kids. That's what people do. They bitch, whine, moan, throw fits. They get angry now. That is the world that we live in. But I don't think it's, you know, it's not over by any stretch. And legal challenge is going to go on all the way through until it's heard. And then in October, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out, because there's going to be somebody along the way that's going to try to, you know, that's going to, I've got no reason, but I do have a reason. But okay, well, what's your reason? Well, I know somebody here. Well, yeah, but that's not your mom. It's not even a cousin. That's a friend. You know it. I know it. We all know it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I'm not trying to be a jerk. There are a lot of people that are in really tough situations where we are so blessed in this country because we have so many things that people would dream about having. Just absolutely dream about having. And we're blessed. We forget that sometimes. Some of these people are in the worst conditions you could ever, ever imagine. And they want to escape there. And they don't want to do us harm. But we don't know. And because we don't know, it's easier to err on a side of caution. It's that simple. 99.9% of them can be the most peaceful, loving, sweet people on earth. But it only takes one to make everybody go, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text us, as always, 323-538-2423. Between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. You're at work. Your kids right now, summer break. They're at camp. They're with their friends. They're with grandma and grandpa. They're traveling around. You're getting ready for a big vacation. What is going on at your house? You don't know. You have no idea. It's sitting there like a sitting duck. You see, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. is when robbers, people who break in, burglars, do their best of the worst kind of work in your home because they know it's empty. Well, guess what? Don't worry anymore. Don't spend your workday fretting over that. Stop these intruders right in their tracks. With SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe is a complete wireless system that is easy to install. You can build an arsenal for all-day protection in under an hour. You get sensors like entry sensors, glass break sensors, and a high-definition security camera. So you know what's going to be going on, even when you're not there. So every once in a while, you'll peek on. You go, that dog's on the couch again. Shouldn't be on the couch. But you know what? Your house is being protected. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees. Round-the-clock professional monitoring is right there for you with SimpliSafe, and all for less than $15 a month. Go to simplisafe.com/Benson. Get a special 10% discount off your home security system when you order today. That's simplisafe.com/Benson for 10% off your security system. Simplisafe.com/Benson. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, CHADBENSON at Chad Benson Show. Is your Twitter, and you can text the program 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
Say a refugee from Syria or a family of refugees. I don't know exactly whether this would prevent them from coming here.
That right there, Al Franken talking today about travel ban that is partially reinstated. So if you've got a reason to come here, knock yourself out. If you don't have a reason to come here, then you're going to be denied, at least in the short term. For how long? I don't know. They're not going to hear it till October, so we'll see. And look, I see both sides of it. You don't want to be that country that, oh my God, America used to be the land of the, you know, of the brave and the home of the free and liberty. And they had that moral high ground. But you know what? We're looking around the world and we're seeing what's going on and we're seeing all the things that are happening. And we have a right to protect ourselves. We absolutely do. We have 110% right to protect ourselves. If there was a better way to vet these people, I'd be all for it. If there was a better way to vet them. But it's not like us. I was just explaining this to one of my friends this weekend. It's not like you cannot go down the street and get a birth certificate. You can't go down the street and, you know, go to the Social Security office. There's none of that paper trail and electronic trail that we have here and in the Western world. Understand that is something that I don't think people realize. So we're going off these people who are in camps waiting to try to come over here, based on the fact that they said some stuff. Oh, we vet them like you've never seen before. Have you been there? Because I've talked to some people that have, and they say, hey, it's not the best. We're going kind of off your word. You may have documentation, but I don't know where you got this. I don't know who put it together. Oh, yeah. That's possible. It is. I think there's ways of going about it protecting these people and also at the same time protecting us. Nothing wrong with that. There isn't. And when we can come up with a system that we feel comfortable with, then that changes everything. Till then, new sheriff, this guy, the Trumpster, old sheriff, Obama, that guy, he did it his way, Trump's doing it his. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Text the program 323-538-2423. We do this every day. We try to make you hipper. We try to make you cooler. We try to throw things out there that will, in some way, shape, or form, give you some of that street cred that maybe you're missing. We call this our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Now, for all of us men out there, we love having a man cave. I'm very fortunate. What I do is we're getting ready to move to our new studios. Really nice. We got some cool stuff, and we're going to turn that thing into a man cave because it's just us dudes. Not that we don't love the ladies. We do. Trust me, I do. But for the ladies, what do you have? Well, you've got a female equivalent to the man cave. It's called the she shed. That's right, the she shed. That's when the wife has her own little area that she goes to. Your girlfriend, your friends who are girls, they go to a place that is just for them. It is their place where they can decompress and hang out and have fun. It's the version of the man cave for them. And ladies, tonight, if you're sitting at home, you're like, you know what? I need my own she shed. That's what you tell your husband, your boyfriend. You go make yourself your own she shed. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium stretch. Still so much stuff to get today. I'm just scratching the surface of it all. You understand that? We still have health care. We got the CBO report. We've got a crazy professor who tweeted out something that, while she tweeted out some things I did not agree with, some things I'm actually have been saying for weeks and 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 months and months and long, long, long time on the show and will continue to do so. But for that, she's gone. One of them, what she said was horrible. Some of it I don't agree with, but some of it's very real. We'll talk about that and opioid addiction. You're going to hear a lot of things about what's in the new healthcare plan, what's for opioid addiction, the whole nine yards. Don't be fooled by all of it, kids, because there's some craziness here. I'm telling you, it's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Well, let's acknowledge that as folks would move off Medicaid, they would go on private insurance, coverage would continue, and in some cases, that actually gives the patient more options for doctors that they can see than does Medicaid.
Yes. Yes. That would. Last week, all of this stuff was swirling around. Here comes the Senate bill. What's it going to look like? Where's it going to go from here, right? It's going to go back up. They'll get into committee. What's it going to look like at the end? Do they have enough votes? Blah, 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 blah. All the while, we talked about it over and over and over and over and over and over. I had the doctor on last week, right? The Texas Policy Institute. We had him. What didn't we hear? Even he said it. Not heard anybody say what. How is this going to make the relationship between the patient and the care provider, the caregiver, the doctor, the nurse's assistant, the PA, whatever it is, how is this going to be better? It's about what? It's about insurance. It's about who's covered, regardless of how good the coverage is. That's all it is. That is all it is. It's about who's covered. No matter how bad the insurance is, no matter how bad the coverage is, no matter if you don't have a chance to see your doctor, if you spend very little time with your doctor, if you've got to seek a second and third opinion because the doctor spent 30 seconds with you and that's it because, hey, that conveyor belt's moving. Doesn't matter. Bill Cassidy right there. He is a senator from Louisiana. He's also a physician. There are so many people here who have so many ideas. You know how hard it is to get something like this through? I mean, think about this for just a second, right? If you had, and I want you to understand this. Let's just say you worked at a company, and there was, I don't know, 300 people in the company that represent a bunch of people across the board, right? And everybody's going to have their say or want and put something into an idea. How far do you think that idea would get? Probably not very far, because people are going to poo-poo some ideas. Other people are going to be whiny and moany and not want to participate. Other people are going to stand there with their arms crossed because they threw out an idea and nobody liked the idea. So I'm not going to be a part of this anymore. That's kind of what this has become. This is what happens when you don't have that leadership. When you don't have somebody who can drive home everything. So great thing about somebody, like you look at Reagan and you look at Clinton, right? Their leadership ability and their ability to make deals and their ability to charm people and to get things done was huge. This is not his thing. Healthcare is going to be on him. They're going to call it Trump care. They're going to try to saddle him with stuff, but he's saddled with so much stuff right now, it doesn't mean anything at this point in time. Because people know, smart people, even people who aren't too up to, you know, with things in politics, have known the Republicans have bitched, whined, and moaned about this thing for 7.5 years, rightly so. So he knows it's not totally going to get saddled. He just wants something done. But I'll tell you this right now. Great leadership is going to get something done. Right now, there's so many people who want to be the head chef. Very few are qualified to be the 4-star Michelin chef, but everybody thinks they are. When some people could barely microwave some macaroni and cheese. And that's a problem here. That's an absolute problem. The other problem is, you try to please everybody, you please nobody. And too often than not, that's what we end up doing. We try to please a lot of different people, and we please nobody. This is Ron Johnson, one of those skeptical, I don't think I'm going to vote for it, not the way it is right now, talking about, hey, you know what? We should have got the Dems involved.
We should have started the process reaching out to the Democrats, pointing out the fact that Obamacare didn't work. Let's repair the damage done by Obamacare and transition to something that works.
Should have had the Dems. Why aren't the Dems involved? That's partly on them. Some of it's on some of the senators, McConnell and them. They need to get them involved. This is when you need to say, hey, enough of this stuff, enough of the R and enough of the D. Let's all get involved in this and let's get it did. Let's all get involved and get it did. But you got to think about the Dems here. They're also trying to preserve a legacy. President Obama's legacy, if this goes away, point to something. Something that hasn't been with a quick signature of a pen undone that's going to be left here. This is it. So they're fighting for some legacy. They're fighting for some. Will it get done? I don't know. Probably not in the incarnation that we see it right now. I mean, today the CBO came out with the Senate scorecard on their version. 22 million people will be uninsured by 2026. I look at those numbers. I don't even think about those. You know what I think about those numbers when I hear those numbers? It's like football. If you follow football, it's a perfect example. You'll see a guy signs a 5-year $120 million contract. Look at the guaranteed money. Okay, well, hold on a second. Only the first 2 years are guaranteed, and he gets a signing bonus. That's just $60 million. The other $60 million doesn't even count. Why is that? Because 2026, so many things could have changed by then, it won't even have mattered by then. This thing's going to be implemented in years and bits and pieces. It's going to take forever. You saw how long it took for Obamacare to get here. But this is the start. But there's no consensus. There's no aha moment. And there's no leader in the clubhouse of the person that you say, you know what, I'd follow that guy through a fire. I'd follow that guy through a wall. I'd follow her to wherever she needs to go because she's the leader here and she's got it going on. None of that. And that is an issue. That is a huge, huge issue. And I sit back here and I go, nah, this is the problem. This is one of those problems right here that's not getting handled at all. And then, of course, the Democrats will come out and they never make anything better, knowing full well that this thing was falling apart, knowing full well that this thing was sinking like the Titanic, knowing full well that the $2,500 a year that people were supposed to save, they came nowhere near to saving that, and it cost them in excess of $2,500 a year just to keep up with the price of rising costs in the healthcare world, right? But then they have to come out, like Bernie here has the gall to say this is the most anti-working class bill ever.
Is the most anti-working class legislation ever passed in the modern history of our country. And the Senate bill, in many respects, is even worse.
Of course it is, Bernie. But you're offering up all kinds of stuff. And this is my favorite talking point that, yes, Democrats throw out there, and very few people in the media ever call them on. And it's one that they should be called on.
If you take away health care from 23 million people, many of whom are dealing with life-threatening diseases, what's going to happen? People will die by the thousands.
You're like, how about this? If I take away an oxygen tank from a scuba diver and he's down 200, 300, 400 meters, what do you think may potentially happen? He will die. We're nowhere near that, though. But that's what they do. Grandma's being thrown over the cliff. We're taking from the poor and handing it to the rich. It's the same talking points with never the results from the left side of the aisle, other than talking points, whining. Don't bring me problems, bring me a solution. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. A college professor is her contract is not going to be renewed, and she was at the University of Delaware. She was an anthropology professor, Catherine Detweiler. She tweeted and put some stuff on her Facebook, and this is where I didn't agree, right? This is where I thought this is completely idiotic and stupid. That, you know, essentially he deserved to die, old Otto Warmbier there, right? And I'm like, yeah, you can't put that. But I will tell you this. She did put some stuff on there that I agree with, right? Now, I from what I understand, his family was hurting for money. They said that, you know, he was a typical rich white kid. First of all, I don't know what white has to do with any of this, right? That why did you have to bring in race? Secondly, I heard he wasn't rich, you know. And then you go on and say clueless male. But what she did talk about is, look, she said, these are the same kids who cry about their grades because they didn't think they really had to read, study the material to get good grades. I think that's very real. Secondly, she asked the same thing that many of us have asked. So what the hell are you doing there? You're in China. You take a 5-day trip with the young pioneers, whatever they're called, saying this is the trip your parents don't want you to take, right? Because you're adventurous. And you get pop doing something, but why are you there in the first place? Now, she is not going to be rehired, right? She was one of those traveling visiting professors that will not be. And they've come out and they have. And look, her saying that he deserved to die, her saying all that kind of stuff, I think that's asinine and stupid. But there was some meat to it that I think was very real. I get people who text me once a week, and we've talked about this twice a week. Why was he there again? I don't know. He was in China. Thought, hey, this would be an adventure, right? A lot of people think it's an adventure. Let's go there. I mean, you know, what do you tell kids, right? Don't climb on this. What do kids want to do? They want to climb on something. Don't do this. Last week, I had my little brothers and I had my son. We're all playing. I told them in the pool in the backyard, hey, guys, don't jump off this. Elijah, my little brother, he had to go and do what? He had to try and jump off of it. I mean, he was fine, but the first thing they wanted to do was something you tell them not to do. He did not deserve to die. He didn't deserve the punishment for the stupidity, right? I agree that a lot of these kids are whiny, bitchy, moany, and they cry about their grades and this, that, and the other, right? But I think a fair question is, what the hell are you doing there? What are you doing there? I don't think being, you know, I don't think clueless male is something you need to bring into this, right? I think that's stupid. And I don't think you need to talk about his race, because that doesn't matter here. But I think the real question is, you know, why are you there? Because, and the other thing is, you think you can get away with stuff in life because you've never had any real responsibility or repercussions for your actions. And then when you get some, did it fit the crime? Hell no. It didn't. But at 22, look, let me tell you something. I was little, youngster, not much older than Jack, probably about 5 years older than Jack. We traveled to East Germany at the time. We were told, knowing what we were getting into, going there to play just two practice soccer games against East German clubs. We were young kids. They collected all of our passports the minute we got across the wall. They did, I mean, the checks, the minders, the whole nine. There were things, I mean, even at 12 that you just knew, hey, don't do these things. Somewhere along the line, this kid thought it was okay. It's not right what they did to him. It's horrible. We know they killed him. It wasn't botulism. But come on. Is it fair to ask the question? What the hell are you doing there? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place. For takeout.
Whoa, wait a minute. You've been here every day for 2,000 days? Oh my goodness.
I'm having fun with it. That's the only reason I'm still doing this. It wasn't about going for records or anything like that. That's been a bonus. Just been coming and enjoying the magic of the park. I love going on the attractions, you know, and the music and everything. And even doing like Walt and sitting down and people watching, just enjoying the atmosphere. My favorite attraction's always been the Matterhorn since I was about two. I'll go on that rain or shine.
That right there was the guy by the name of Jeff Reitz. 2,000 days ago, January 1st, 2012, he went to Disneyland. He's gone every day since. Started out when he was unemployed, him and his girlfriend, and went there. They had passes, made him feel good, got him out of the house. Next thing you know, he's got a job, but he still likes going. Goes there on a regular basis, every day, 2,000-plus days in a row. And he says right now, until the pass runs out, which will be the end of this year, he's going to continue to go. So he's going to put some more days onto that record. If I'm Disney, I'm throwing him a free pass, right? Right? You got to throw the dude a free pass. Come on, everybody. Let's do it. I mean, you have to. Right, Mickey?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you should.
I know, Chad.
I'm just saying.
God, you're killing me. Fine. Free. You know I don't like giving stuff away?
I know you don't like giving stuff away.
I'm just saying. It's expensive to run a giant park. Do you see how many houses I have? God, man, I got a big knot every month I got to cover.
It's a nice thing, dude. That's all I'm saying. It's a good thing.
I'm throwing it out there. That's all. It's expensive to run a park, but maybe you're right. The press will help. Gosh, killing me, man.
2,000 days in a row. What's Disney a day? Like $100? Is that what we're going for now? Is that what it is? It's a hundy? I would assume it's about a hundy. So 2,000 at a hundy, that's 103. So, man, that's insane. If he was to buy a ticket every day, it'd be over 200 grand. If he was to buy a ticket daily, he's got a pass. That's a lot, man. That's a lot. That dude's working it. That dude is working it. You got to like Disney. I think the most, when I had a pass in the summer, because they used to have, when I was younger, they used to have the summertime pass where anybody from Southern California could get in after 5 o'clock because it would go till midnight. So I probably went 5 days a week, 6 days a week. And as it got more and more expensive, and they got rid of that. Now, you know, I don't even know what a pass costs now. It's probably a grand or two. You know, I go to Knott's. I take Jack to Knott's. We go to Disney once in a while, but we're Knott's and Legoland kind of people. Yeah, that's a lot of money, though. Tell you what. Good for him. Good for him. Sharknado. I did not get my invitation. I'm still trying my hardest to get an invitation to be in one of the NATOs. One day, kids, one day I will. I promise you that. But guess who's going to be in Sharknado? A little bit of poison, shall we say? Bret Michaels?
The singer made the announcement last week, saying when the writers approached me with an idea specifically written for me, I couldn't say no. I think everyone is going to love this new film. Sharknado 5, Global Swarming, is scheduled to premiere on the Sci-Fi Network on August 6th. The film is also going to feature Olivia Newton-John.
And get ready for this, producer Phil. He will have a Shark Slayer guitar.
Of course he will.
It will slay sharks is what I'm thinking will happen. He's going to slay sharks with his awesome skills. See, CeCe should be in there. He said, pick up that guitar and kill some sharks with me.
Does every rose have a fin?
It does. Every rose does have a fin. And puka shells. Oh, Chad, you're being crazy. 844-DIG-JAD. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Did you see that pilot that asked for prayers on a plane, a Malaysia plane? Man. Said, hey, everybody should be saying prayers right about now. Because they all thought they were going to die. They didn't. But that's not good. When your pilot says, hey, you know what? We're going to have to ask you to pray really hard here because we don't think the equipment we're working with is going to get us to where we need to go. That's something you don't want to put out there on your advertising. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.